Turkey's cabinet meets today in emergency session amid indications it might allow the U.S. military access to Turkish land and airspace. With the U.S. invasion of Iraq imminent, there's concern in Ankara over regional instability and the impact of a war on Turkey's financial markets. The Bush administration is prepared to give Turkey several billion dollars in aid in exchange for the use of Turkish bases. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Ankara.
After weeks of delay, Turkey's top civilian and military leaders said that a vote on whether to open Turkish land and airspace to U.S. troops could be presented to Parliament as early as today. Deputy Prime Minister Abdullatif Şener addressed reporters outside the presidential palace. The cabinet will hold an emergency meeting to discuss the resolution, Şener said, implying that the government will force the measure through the parliament soon. Earlier this month, Turkey's parliament rejected the idea of allowing thousands of U.S. ground troops on its soil ahead of a war in Iraq. In an atmosphere of ambiguity and tension, the presidential spokesman Tajan İldem signaled that leading military and civilian leaders have all but agreed to take steps to push through a new deal. The spokesman said the leaders agreed that Turkey will now take, quote, urgent steps to protect its national interests. Turkey wants to send thousands of its own soldiers into northern Iraq to contain any possible Kurdish aspirations for an independent state. The government in Ankara is also interested in winning a multi-billion-dollar financial aid package from Washington. Analysts here say it's too late for U.S. forces to mount a large-scale ground offensive from Turkish soil. Still, officials in Washington welcome the prospect that Turkey could open its airspace to U.S. planes and missiles. Meanwhile, in Ankara, leading Iraqi opposition figures are meeting with a U.S. delegation headed by presidential envoy Zalmay Khalilzad. According to people closely involved in the meetings, Khalilzad is working out final coordination with opposition figures on a post-war civilian administration in Iraq. Ahmed Chalabi, head of the Iraqi National Congress, said Khalilzad is proposing a plan that would envisage the U.S. military handing over administrative control to Iraqi civilians within weeks after war ends.
Iraqis will be involved in effective administration very quickly.
Chalabi also said U.S. forces may coordinate military activities with Iraqi opposition fighters.
This joint command will play a role in cooperation with the United States and the coalition in areas where they are not heavily present, and also in areas where they are present, not only for liberation, but to stop bloodshed and random revenge after liberation, and at the same time to help maintain security in all areas of Iraq.
According to Turkish television, the prospect of Iraqi opposition fighters joining in battle alongside coalition troops has further heightened the sense of urgency among Turkey's leaders to get involved. One newspaper here reminded politicians of the words of former Turkish Prime Minister Turgut Özal when he decided to take part in the 1991 Gulf War. "When people sit at the feast of victory," he said, "shall we be a guest of honor or an item on the menu?" Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.